This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An escalation fearing of the border issue between Israel and Lebanon. Many in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, say the country's economy cannot afford a new war. Reuters correspondent Trevor Quarrel.
The hostilities between Hezbollah and the Israeli military have taken a particularly hard toll on bus drivers, says Ali Ayoub.
The whole country is stopped. The situation in the whole country is bad. Nothing is working in the country.
Lebanon had already been hollowed out by a five-year economic crisis, resulting in lost jobs and less need for daily commutes. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading rocket fire for nearly 10 months in parallel with the war in Gaza.
That's Reuters correspondent Trevor Quarrel. A huge Russian missile and drone salvo launched a Ukrainian on Monday, targeted energy facilities nationwide and left several people dead. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
Thousands of residents took shelter underground as sirens blared through Kyiv overnight. I would like to see a response to Moscow so that they will feel what we feel, says this woman. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones in the attack. And neighboring NATO member Poland reported a drone had probably entered its airspace during the bombardment. Kyiv said the attack targeted power or other critical infrastructure in at least 10 regions.
The Taliban is rejecting concerns and criticism raised by the United Nations over new vice and virtue laws that include a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public. On Sunday, the head of the UN mission in Afghanistan said it showed a distressing vision. This is VOA News. 13 U.S. service members were killed 3 years ago on Monday during a suicide bombing as U.S. troops were withdrawing from Afghanistan. The attack at the Kabul airport also left 18 U.S. service members critically injured and killed 170 Afghan civilians.
Marking the third anniversary of the bombing, families of the fallen are pressing the Biden administration for accountability for those responsible for the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The war in Afghanistan was the longest war in U.S. history, spanning almost two decades. President Joe Biden and his administration defended his decision to bring all troops home in 2021, saying they had long achieved the mission of diminishing Al-Qaeda and preventing Afghanistan from ever being a terrorist haven. Jenya Dulow, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rain and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has now risen to at least 23. With about 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million affected people remain isolated and in an urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes, above all in remote areas where blocked roads have hindered rescue and relief efforts. The Bangladesh Meteorological Department said that the flood conditions could persist. The monsoon rains continued as water levels were receding very slowly. Canada announced Monday it is launching a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles, matching U.S. tariffs imposed over what Western governments say are China's subsidies that give its industry an unfair advantage. The announcement came after encouragement by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The Philippine Coast Guard says China deployed an excessive force of 40 ships that blocked two Philippine vessels from delivering food and other supplies to Manila's largest Coast Guard ship in a disputed shoal. The countries blamed each other for the confrontation Monday at Sabina Shoal in the latest flare-up of their territorial disputes in the South China Sea. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.